Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Dishwashers. I've talked about this before, this notion of having two dishwashers. Are you familiar with this?
Having two dishwashers, no.
Have we not discussed this?
I think it may have come up, the notion of it, but certainly the idea of dishwashers are foreign to my household.
You don't have a dishwasher at all?
I do not.
Does your family, old family home have a dishwasher?
Never.
Are you telling me your parents have always washed dishes by hand?
I can tell you that...
They're living in the dark ages, lads.
Including my parents, my siblings and myself, if I were to walk into any one of those homes, there is not a dishwasher to be seen or found.
Are you joking me?
Are you telling I would me never just, joke about dishwashers.
Does your sister have two kids?
Yes.
And she has no dishwasher?
Correct.
Guys, we have found them. We have found the link between monkeys and modern-day humans. It's the Gilburns. They are the missing link. Who doesn't have dishwashers?
We're keeping the old ways alive. Old Ireland is alive and well.
Wow. So none of your family have a dishwasher?
It takes no time at all to wash dishes.
Yeah.
There's a sink in everyone's kitchen.
It takes even less time.
Can I ask a question?
No, you can't. This is just the opening bit of the show. Right. This is not the show.
Why do you have a sink in your kitchen?
I have a sink for decoration.
Okay.
To get sick in. Do you want to hear this man's dishwasher
yes,
thing?
Yes, please.
This is the theory, the philosophy of having two dishwashers, which is... I've talked about this for years, and it is my dream. Someday I will be... If I ever win the cash machine, I'm going to buy a second dishwasher. Have a listen to this concept.
If I suggest to you now that you should get two dishwashers, nearly everybody, either who doesn't have two dishwashers or who doesn't have an evangelist friend with two dishwashers, you're going to look at me as if I am totally barking insane. But here's the weird thing. If you have two dishwashers, you never need to unload a dishwasher and you don't actually lose any storage space. Because you have a dirty dishwasher, which is where the dirty stuff goes, and you retrieve stuff from the clean dishwasher, you eat off it, put it in the dirty dishwasher. When the dirty dishwasher's full, you turn it on, you put the post-it note that says clean on that dishwasher. Yeah. You can actually buy things on Amazon that say clean, dirty and running for people with two dishwashers, by the way. And then you simply reverse the process. So there's no unloading necessary, there's no storage lost, and the whole thing is... Now, what's weird about that is that occurs to absolutely nobody in advance. It is absolutely obvious in retrospect, but it's completely non-obvious in advance.
It's an amazing idea. You've got a full dishwasher full of dishes, you wash them, and then they're all clean. And then as you use them, you put them in the other dishwasher until eventually that's full, and you stick that on. Lads, it's the future. Well, getting one dishwasher is the future for JP. When I'm rich, and when I'm getting the kitchen done, I'm going to definitely get a second full-sized dishwasher. Now, my in-laws had one which was two drawers. So it's like a regular-sized dishwasher, but it was in two sections. And you can put them on in separate sections, so you could do a little bit of that. The best thing to do, get a full-sized, extra-capacity dishwasher. And then get rid of all the plates and glasses and knives and forks that you don't need or don't use. And then just transfer over them back all the time.
Yeah, but if you did win the lotto, would you just not have more storage space generally anyway? Like, why do you need...
What do you mean? How would I have more if I won the lotto? Because I'd buy a bigger house,
yeah,
would
well,
I?
Exactly, yeah. This is first world problem stuff, this. This is crazy stuff. If when you don't have a dishwasher, you don't notice that you need an extra second dishwasher.
Sir, let me tell you, sir.
Go on.
Wait, yeah, sure. When you never have had a dishwasher, you're like, I'm fine, I don't need a dishwasher. But then when you get a dishwasher, you're like... It's like, do you remember learning how to drive for the first time and having a car? Genuinely.
I have a dishwasher. Guess me from A to B, it's great.
It's the same concept, though, of like, how did I ever manage? Like, I didn't learn how to drive until I was like 30. So when I learned how to drive, I was like, oh my God, this makes complete sense. Similarly, I didn't have a dishwasher until I was 32. And again, I was like, how did I manage without a dishwasher for so long?
Did you grow up in a house with an electric tin opener?
No.
Did you grow up in a house with an electric carving knife?
You're intentionally being silly now.
These are things that you can do manually.
We did have an electric carving knife.
You see, that's the seed. That's the seed of it all.
That's where it all began.
Yeah.
I'll go back to the electric. And with electric whisk as well. I suppose you whisk by hand. Yeah. He uses a pair of forks to whisk the cream. He's there also. He has to get up at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning to whisk the cream. There we go, Laura. No dishwasher in my house either, says Laura.
Good man, Laura.
Lola says, good man, Lola. Hi, Ray. If JP's sister has two kids, she already has two dishwashers. Love the show. Hey. More water is used by washing by hand too. Shame on you, JP, says Ryan or Ryan. That's actually true. That's a proven fact as well, that dishwashers use less water.
It depends on the person.
So I use
a small amount of water when I'm washing dishes.
So you've got dirty dishes. Don't ever go to JP's house because his dishes are filthy. Do you wash yourself as well in the same water?
I do.
Doesn't want to waste.
Yeah.
JP, I don't have a dishwasher either. I refuse to get one from Irene. Ray, I don't have a dishwasher. I'm proud of it. From Josie. Darren here. There's five of us in my house. Not a dishwasher to be seen. Love the show. Hey, is this some sort of a Facebook group? Is this where you all...
like-minded people.
Well, you don't have Facebook probably either. You don't know how to use that. Thank you, JP, for being the national voice of us dishwasherless families.
You're welcome.
Sure, it's like a daily therapy, washing the dishes. Actually, that is a good point.
Yep.
It's something, again, like I always say, Lego or flat pack furniture, the type of thing that you've nothing else to do, and you can't have your phone in your hand, obviously, when you're washing the dishes. So you're focusing on this one task, and you have to get this task done. So I can imagine it being a good mindfulness exercise. Claire says, my Aussie husband and teenage daughter may not agree that it's daily therapy, though. From Mariel. Are you joking? Your name is Mariel. So Mariel with the driest hands in Clare. Mariel wearing marigolds. James says, I could guarantee you if there were two dishwashers in our house, there would come a morning when the two of them would be full of dirty dishes. It's a ridiculous idea from James. That would actually be true. And then there'd be rows over who's loading and unloading the two dishwashers. So Tommy has got a complaint here. He says, you're only 6 minutes into the show and I'm disgusted. Being from Sligo with a mullet and no dishwasher, I'm feeling extremely singled out here. From Tommy the Mullet and Tobo Curry.
Tommy, thank you very much.
Lauren is there. Lauren.
Hi. You're right.
Yeah, I'm grand. We were just talking about dishwashers. Dishwashers, yeah? Did you hear any of the show so far today?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, cool. Great. Do you know what? That's great. That's, you know what? Here I am. Bleeding. Blood, sweat and tears of radio content going out on 100, 102 FM. And what's the point if you're not even going to...
There's no point lying to you. I didn't hear the start of the show.
You're only interested in your bit.
Lie to me.
Of course. Okay, sorry, yes, I was. It was hilarious.
Dishwasher. What did you think about the dishwasher bit?
Gas.
Was that your favourite bit?
I mean, it's all my favourite.
What was your favourite bit about the dishwasher bit?
How they open and close and turn on and wash dishes.
This is the theory that people who have a second dishwasher, two dishwashers in their kitchen,
okay,
are geniuses.
Right? Okay.
And it's a concept that you can have one dishwasher full of dirty dishes, wash them, and then an empty dishwasher. Then as you're using your dishes, you're putting them dirty back into the second dishwasher. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So
what?
It goes from one dishwasher, use the dishes, into the clean, the empty dishwasher. They never get to the press.
Oh, yeah. Because putting them in the press is the worst part.
You don't do that.
You just put them in the...
dishwasher every time.
Okay.
And use them and then put them in the other dishwasher.
The other one.
And then once that's full, fill it.
That's a brilliant idea. Wouldn't need cupboards.
No, you wouldn't. No, but that's it, you see. To use up the space of a press.
Emptying the dishwasher.
My brother and my cousin have a second dishwasher. Who's this? Anonymous. My brother and my cousin have a second dishwasher for social events. And I also have a second fridge myself for booze. Smiley face. Yeah, I know someone who has a fridge in the shed. A fridge freezer, and it's a game changer. John says as well, we have three dishwashers, says. Ah, come on now, you're tearing the arse out of it, John. Three dishwashers, two in the house, one in the garage. Personally, I'd love to get rid of them.
What's the point in the one in the garage?
Hang on, let me call my dishwasher guy 1 second. It's ringing.
Hello?
John?
Yeah?
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. You don't actually have three dishwashers, do you?
I do.
Are you joking me?
I'm not joking, no.
Are these old dishwashers that you kind of held on to and just put in the shed, or what was the story?
Yeah, I have one in the shed. I just kept it in the shed. One of the old ones. So we use it for pots and pans.
Yeah.
And two in the house.
Two in the kitchen?
Two in the kitchen, yeah.
How long have you had them for?
Probably 6 years.
Wow. Oops, so you were way ahead of this notion. Do you do it like your man says then, out of one into the other?
Out of one into the other, yep.
Wow.
That's the way.
You're living the dream.
So
I'm guessing then you use the presses less then?
Use the presses less. The food is always in the dishwasher. The cutlery is always in the dishwasher.
Right, okay. So the drawer's never used then either, so it's only the other stuff.
Yeah. So we have plenty of room in the drawers for other crap.
So what do you use? Is the one in the shed plumbed then?
That's plumbed, yeah. Have it in there beside the sink.
And what do you use that for?
Pots and pans mainly, because if it blows up, it won't matter. We still have the other two.
So the bigger, dirtier stuff or whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a genius. You're next level.
Next level.
Can I ask you, do you have, this is a tangent now, but it's worth discussing. Do you have an extra fridge or freezer in the shed as well?
We do.
Oh, man. Oh, I tell you what. Where do you live?
I live in Carlow.
Okay, well, I'm moving in with you. I just want to let you know, myself and my family, we're moving in because...
no problem.
Because you're the greatest, clearly. That is, like I say, I'm genuinely jealous. Any other life hacks that you're...
We also have a high electricity bill, though. That's the problem.
Oh, because they're all running all the time. Yeah, that's...
That's it.
Listen, sir, thanks so much for taking the call. I'm jealous. I appreciate the chat.
No worries, Ray.
Cheers, my
love. Love the show.
Hey!
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!